Let's do something maybe even more downbeat. 15 minutes of heat. I'll turn it over to you, Solana. We'll do an abbreviated version because yesterday, were you on when I said yesterday was the Diddy Bowl in hockey? Yeah, the Predators versus the Oilers.
That's ridiculous.
Anyway, 15 minutes of heat on WQAM is sponsored by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, their lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. You know, I was going to say to you, Solana, like, what's wrong with the Heat? But I don't think anything's wrong with them. This is who they are, right? Aren't they just kind of a middle-of-the-road Eastern Conference team, which is exactly what you saw last night? I mean, last night was a little embarrassing, but, I mean, you know, Minnesota's a better team than them, I think.
Sure. For sure. There's no doubt about it. Rudy Gobert is having, he's won 4 Defensive Player of the Year awards. He's having another one of those seasons. This might.
Man, I've never seen you say that in that kind of fashion before. Usually it's Rudy Gobert. How has this guy ever won 4 Defensive Player of the Year awards? They all belong to Bam. It's one of the greatest tragedies in all of sports. Now you're saying it like, well, you know, you go up against a guy who's won 4 Defensive Player of the Year awards.
So, no, Hawk, because I'm with you. I was looking funny when he said that. Mm-hmm. So when Bam goes against Gobert, he drops 7. Because Gobert's better at defense than Bam is.
I don't think that's true. I just think, you know, right now, Gobert, he's really proving he those 4 defensive player of the year awards, you know, there was some merit there, I believe. He's now finally proving it.
How'd Tyler do last night? What were his numbers?
Tyler looked really good.
Came off the bench, right?
Came off the bench, 17 points, played 29 minutes.
Wow, 17 points. His over-under was 16.5, remember? Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
Shot 7 of 15, hit a 3. Like, he looked fine. You can tell he wasn't going to play, whatever, 40 minutes in the game. Spo said it before the game. But look, I'll go back to Bam, to what you guys have been saying. There's something off here. Crowder, I know your take is that he's got no offensive game. The reality is it's not true. He's not, you know, Hakeem Olajuwon, obviously. He's not going to give you 30 every night. But he averages for his career 20 and 10. So let's stop acting like this guy's a bum. Let's have a legit combo here.
He's There's not something... a bum, but he's not a one.
Oh, no,
he's
no,
not
no,
a bum,
sure.
But he's not a one.
I agree with that. But right now, you're first of all, Davion goes 2 of 11. Andrew Wiggins, 3 of 10, miserable. Jovic, 2 of 8. Ware, 3 of 10. Larson, 3 of 9. Bam, 3 of 11. And you didn't have Jaime. You're not winning a game with those numbers against anybody. But Bam, in the last 12 games, has scored 20 points one time. He entered yesterday's game averaging the lowest points he scored, which is 17, since his third year in the league, and he's shooting a career low 45% from the field. He's creating more shots than he ever has in his entire career by almost double the amount per game in terms of volume, and the types of shots he's taking are significantly different this year than they ever were because of the offense the Heat is playing. So clearly, there's a massive learning curve for him, along with the fact that he's playing with Khalil Ware, who now gets a lot of shots set up for him compared to Bam, who's playing further and further away from the basket. So you guys are right. Like, Bam has regressed this season offensively a lot. And I don't know if it's a funk, or I don't know if this is a result of, hey, this system isn't exactly suited for his skill set. Right now, it's hard to argue against the latter. And Hawk, you're right. That from Brady Hawk, the Heat against top 15 defenses this season, 6-12. The Heat against bottom 15 defenses this season, 14-5. Which
is exactly who they should be when you're in the middle of the pack.
Yeah. And they're in the middle against great teams. They're going to be bad. Decent teams are going to be decent. They're going to be in the middle. But to your point, this offense is based around ISOs, one-on-ones. You try to get a mismatch. Correct. You try to swing it fast. That's what I say about Bam. Bam can go score 17-18. To your point about the system, my thing with Bam is that Bam is not getting the ball, looking at his defender, and going to get buckets.
He's that's not a great face-up player. He's not a great face-up player. He's not.
I agree with you on that, and that's the part. That's the problem I have with saying he's your one. He's your culture guy.
But we don't want him to be the one.
I want
the 2 or the 3.
Well, he is the one, though.
Yeah. I want a culture of a dude that wants to face up a guy and go get a bucket when we need it.
We all want Anthony Edwards. I mean, yeah, I'm watching Anthony Edwards last night. He leaves the game in the second quarter. He picked up his third foul with 3 minutes left. He goes to the locker room. He comes back before halftime with a cup of pineapple and a fork.
A cup of pineapple. This was the greatest thing because we're watching it. It's me, David, and Laurie. And we're watching it, and they hadn't done a close-up of it yet. And I'm like, DJ's like, what is he eating? And I go, is that a fruit cup? And we're trying to get glimpses of it. And I go, is that vanilla pudding? I thought he was sitting there eating a vanilla pudding for a second, but no, it was pineapple.
He went back. He was hurt. I just need some pineapple. Just give me some pineapple. I'll be set.
Yeah, I mean, we want that. My thing is, I love the offense. It's fun. All that stuff could be true. Yesterday, the Heat ran more pick and rolls for Tyler Hero than they've run for anybody since the opener, which was for Davion Mitchell. Maybe you can do both. Maybe you can play fast-paced. Maybe Norm and Davion and Jaime can do all the things that they've been doing, which has worked for them. Clearly, they've all had better seasons. But also, find a way within that to run pick and rolls for Bam and Tyler Hero together, because that's worked in the past and that is better for them. Like, maybe it can be both. Why does it have to be one thing and not the other? Which was my takeaway yesterday.
Well,
Spo
also gets very stubborn. So when he's made up his mind that it's going to be this way, it's pretty much going to stay that way.
But to that, and I'll use a football reference because that's what I lean on because I know the schematics of it. To your question, Solana, can you be the greatest show on turf type team and also be able to ground and pound? Like, teams can't – you can't come out and say, I'm going to run the ball 35 times, but my quarterback's also going to throw
the ball
30 times.
That's a great point. You got to pick a side.
Yeah. You got to pick a side.
You do, but, you know, the best teams that play at the pace that the Heat are playing at, they can take a million threes and make up for, you know, some slow lapses offensively. When the Heat gets slowed down, which is what happens against Minnesota, the size and the length, they can't execute in the half court anymore because they're not running screens, and you've got Gobert in the paint, and they can't hit a shot. They were like 6 of 23 in the upper paint yesterday because Gobert is guarding the rim, and once they get into the paint, they can't get into the restricted area, so they have to take these floaters, and they can't make them. So then what? What do they do? The threes dried up? Then what? Their offense literally could not produce. So you've got to figure out other ways. Play fast, but also, hey, we're playing against a really good defense with size and length. Let's run some screens. Let's get Bam into the spots on the floor where we know he can take shots and execute. And it just hasn't worked. My point was, he's your highest paid player. Something's off right now. And I don't think it's fair to just say it's a mental thing. We did that last year with the Jimmy Butler situation. Fine. You can't keep going 12, 13, 15 games until you say, hey, something has to change here.
Well, listen, none of this matters because tomorrow night, Matas Muzelis and the Chicago Bulls battle the Miami Heat. I'm so torn. I've been looking forward to this UM Fiesta Bowl for 23 years. But how can I not watch Matas Muzelis? Big Vooch. No Giddy. Giddy's out. Mm-hmm. But how can I not watch Kobe White and the Chicago Bulls take on the Miami Heat tomorrow night? That's in Chicago, right, Solana?
It's in Chi-Town. You remember what happened last time? We hyped up this matchup. Matas Muzelis and Isaac Okoro, your other boy, and the Chicago Bulls. You remember what happened last time? Heat ran him off the court. It was the most lopsided loss the Bulls had had all season. And Matas Muzelis, in 19 minutes, because he was so bad, finished 2 of 8, 6 points.
You also told me after that game, you see the difference between the Heat and the Bulls. It's laughable, Hawk, that you have said they're the same team all season long. There is such a wide margin of difference between the two. The Heat right now are the 8 seed. The Bulls are the 9 seed.
And Hawk, I can answer your question. It might have been, you know, hypothetical. How can I not watch Matas Muzelis if Forensic Files is on?
Did you see what he did the other night? Did you see the highlight I sent you the other night?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. That may have been the greatest dunk in the history of basketball.
And it plays right into a person that is obviously more open-minded about the Bulls than you and our friend Sylvie. When we had Sylvie on, he said Montez Muzelis is a crazy athlete, and that's about it. And that dunk is a
– He was playing to you.
Is a crazy dunk, but that's about it, Hawks. Once you figure this out, he won't be your next
What's Boozy's numbers this year? I'm looking it up.
Oh, Boozy? 10, 2, and 6.
Nah, he's probably averaging like 14.
14, 5, and 1.
Yep. He's shooting 48%. That's pretty solid.
And 14.7, so 15, really.
Now we're rounding. You have something else.
I mean, he's having a really good season. Shooting 34% from 3 takes 5 a game. Like, that's fine.
Yeah. It's going to be tough to just focus on the Canes game tomorrow night when I've got this game just calling my name.
You know, it's funny. I just thought about this because Ava and Chan, we're at IMG. That's why I'm in Bradenton up here because Ava's playing basketball.
It's the second time you've said, did you say Bradenton?
Bradenton.
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 It's no N. It's one N. There's no two N's.
But you're saying Bradenton.
Braid, B-R-A-D-E-N-T-T-O-N, Bradenton.
Right, two N's. You just
there's
it
two
out.
N's. Is Bradenton?
No. Bradenton.
Oh, Bradenton.
I mean, technically, there are two N's because there's one at the end. I think you were saying there's not no two in the middle, but yeah, there are two. But it's Bradenton.
Bradenton. I probably get this right because they're going to be here for damn near half a decade. Yeah. But no, they're there. And she... Like at
you're now, at Bridgerton.
There's a black dude on there that I met one time.
I've never seen that show.
Oh yeah, it's a real pretty black dude. A
lot of nudity on Bridgerton, right?
That's why I'm a fan. It's like Officer and the Gentleman. I like a good old nudie movie.
Yeah, I got to see that, and I got to watch Euphoria.
So you talk about Gobert. Ava's playing. She's seventh grade. She's playing with the high schoolers. They all play together. All the girls. And she does like this little step through, like Euro step thing that she got pretty good at. And she, when I see her setting it up, I was like, oh, yeah, I see. But then I look in the paint and there's a girl that's 6'4 standing there. And I was like, no. She stepped through and looked at the girl. And then she just grabbed the ball and threw it back out to the point guard.
You've only seen her do it against Davy competition. All of a sudden, you're watching an IMG game. You're like, oh, no.
When we have dinner tonight, I'm like, hey, but just let's be a perimeter shooter in this league. Don't go down there with those monsters.
You can take over at the Poznak JCC, but
she was 20-10-10 at David Poznak.
She must be watching a lot of Drew Smith because oh my god, this guy two times a game he comes in. He tries to drive on the tallest player from the other team, and the ball gets put into the eighth row two times a game. I mean, Drew Smith, what are you doing, dude?
Well, there's something about being confident in yourself.
Ava sees it before Drew Smith, though, because she said, nope. Reset the offense.